Hello and welcome to another edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing today? How are you doing? How was your Thanksgiving? How was your Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Hope it was great because I can't hear you. It's a one-way thing here. But if you want to interact, at Chesapeake HW Pod is the place to be. That's where you can interact with the show, the show's fans, the show's listeners, everybody. Abound. We appreciate your interactions, especially during Black Bear game days, which, wow, lately haven't been great. Lately have not been great. We'll get into that here in a second. We'll also talk about Stevenson University men's hockey team. They were the only college team, I do believe, to play all weekend as Navy, Towson, the Stevenson women, and Maryland and Stevenson Club were all on Thanksgiving break. We'll also talk about some high school hockey. What we'll do is high school hockey I'll do once a month. At the end of the month, we'll check in, see what's what, and go from there. And also, we'll get some players from Maryland, see how they've been doing this past week. But first, let's start off with, the Maryland Black Bears. How you break my heart. And understandable, there's going to be bumps in the road. The old adage is once you play a team once through the schedule, you kind of learn their tendencies, and especially in a division like this in the NAHL where they play consistently against each other, tendencies will show, and tendencies have shown in the Maryland Black Bears. Not their friend also is the schedule. This is, as we start a pose right now, we'll start from Wednesday. That was starting their third game in 4 days after the Saturday-Sunday set. Where was that in? Was that in Northeastern? No, it was in, it was in Northeastern. So, they start off there, New England, two games there, Saturday, Sunday, day back Monday, Tuesday, and then trip off day before Thanksgiving to sit, play the hottest team in the league, and then a day back before having to go to Jamestown, New York for a two-game set there. 5 games, 7 days, all on the road. Not great. Not a great thing for you, and it showed. By the third period Wednesday, it really showed. The Black Bears will get started there against the Johnstown Tomahawks. 8-2 win for Johnstown. 5 goals in the third period. The first two periods looked pretty good. Jack Rudin got the goal scoring off the top for the Black Bears. He went ahead and got himself his second goal of the season. And a really weird ricochet. Kind of went off behind the net as Cooper Lukenda couldn't really judge it that well. Rudin gets a open net. In the net it goes. And it's 1-0. And then about 32 seconds later, the Tomahawks power play, which is tops in the league, and their top three guys just terrorized everybody. Carson Briere with his 15th goal of the season on the power play. Samuel Selinski, 26th assist, Cam Hebert, his 19th assist, and that was that. The power play struck again late in the frame, under a minute left, 52 seconds remaining in the frame. Oliver Benwell, his 10th of the season, Briere, his 18th assist, Selinski, another assist for 27. Maryland got back into it, tied halfway through the second period. His power play specialist, Lucas Youngblom, got his 5th goal of the season, all on the power play, mind you. Assist by Connor Pooley there to even the score. But again, couldn't get a tie score, couldn't hold it for long. Less than a minute later, Mitchell Hale got the goal to put Johnstown up 3-2. Alex Wilkins, Pavel Heron with an assist there, and they never looked back after that. 19 seconds into the third, Cam Hebert got his 10th of the season. Benwell and Hunter Toll on the power play there. Hey, another power play. Samuel Selinski, his 13th goal of the season. Hebert and Benwell on the assist there. Kaharan, his 3rd, a shorthanded goal. Another shorthanded goal for Pavel Kaharan against the Maryland Black Bears. Mitchell Hale with the assist there. Andy Nedeljkovic with his 4th goal from Christian Gorsak, Colin Price, and then ending the scoring, Chris Truba, the captain for the Tomahawks, his 1st goal of the season. Roman Kramer, Anthony Shirley with the assist there. That's all she wrote. Kevin Lake, 35 saves in the losing effort, while Cooper Lukenda, 32 saves for the Tomahawks. That, you can see the third period, the guys starting to get a little bit tired. Johnstown 4-for-4 on the power play. 4 for 4 on the power play. We'll get the special teams in a minute. Fast forward to Friday. Oy vey. Another tough game. 4 goals in the first period for the Jamestown Rebels as Nicky Jasko started the scoring 4 minutes in. Then Augie Moore got one halfway through the first. Alex Fry shorthanded. He got his 11th of the season. Antonio Venuto, his 4th of the season. Just kept going on the power play in the second period. Midway through, Nick Stuckless, power play goal, his 5th of the season. A little bit of an up peak as the Black Bears got a power play goal of their own. Quinn Warmuth, the captain, he's making it happen. 3rd goal of the season from Matteo Minotti, and another power play point for Lucas Youngblom. If you got him in a fantasy league, I want to know where you're playing NHL fantasy. But 45 seconds left in the period. Noah Feinstrom got his 5th of the season. And then Alex Fry closed out the scoring 13:30 into the third, and that's all she wrote. 7-1 victory for Jamestown. David Tomeo, 28 saves in the losing effort there. Not much to say. Was what it was. Then you move on to Saturday night. 4 Cobb special for Jamestown. They went ahead and shut out the Black Bears. 2 in the first, 2 in the second. Jake Felker opened up the scoring midway through the first. And then quick goals. Quick goals. 54 seconds later, Jim Ginn got a goal. Alex Fry with the assist there. Midway through the second, Antonio Venuto, his 5th goal of the season on the power play. And Colin Schmidt on the power play. About 4 minutes after that, that's all she wrote. Black Bears could not get a goal going. 30 saves for Dave Tomeo in this one. And the shutout, Noah West gets the shutout there. So, where are we at now? So, the Black Bears, luckily, it seems that Johnstown's just going to clobber everybody. They're on a 15-game winning streak. They're checking out. Luckily, they checked out against the Northeast Generals after that. That's the competition that's right behind the Black Bears, but Northeast has 4 games in hand. Black Bears sit 4-7, 13, 3-2 with 19 points overall. The goal differential is heinous, minus 38. Only the Brookings Blizzards is worse than the Black Bears right now. Goal scoring's been at a premium. That's putting it nicely. Goal scoring's been at a premium. Let's see. From the start of this road trip, So, November 9th, that was... All right, we'll go to the beginning of November. 1 goal, 2 goals, 1 goal, 1 goal, 1 goal, 2 goals, 2 goals, 1 goal, no goals. That's not great. You're not going to win many games when you got... what is that? Let's do quick math here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 11 in 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 11 goals in 9 games. You're scoring barely over a point per game, a goal per game. That's not something you want. That's not something that is going to get people noticed. When we talked to head coach Clint Mylamuck. He said that if we see guys cruising, and if we see guys peaking and not getting better, then we have to make some decisions. And it could be that time. We're almost at the midseason break, Christmas break, as it were. Black Bears have 2 more games at home, and hey, look at that—they're on the road again. But luckily, a homestand coming up soon in December and January. Or starting in January, they got a big homestand for basically the entire month. But something needs to change. I mean, 4th place is where you're looking at. You're 9 points behind 3rd. Your goal differential is not great. You've given up the 2nd most goals in the league. I don't know what else to say. Like, there's not much else to do. I mean, this team had a lot of offensive punch, but somehow the punch is gone. I don't know why. You know, it's got to be that next man up mentality. You know, Patrick Choi hasn't been there with injury or what have you. Next man up. Matteo Minotti, Connor Pooley haven't been doing much. Next man up. It's a situation where if your top guys are getting stymied, then the bottom six guys are going to have to step up as well. Got to have a full team going. Get it going. I mean, these guys, you've beat every single one of these teams, I believe. So, I don't know. Maybe that's me. Maybe I'm thinking too much into it in a development league. But losing isn't fun. Losing doesn't help development. Winning helps development. Winning's fun. Who am I? That's why I'm on this side of the microphone. I'm not actually a coach. I love the guys. I love the team. I love what they're doing. I love the ownership group. I love it. You can see some of these guys are tired. You can see maybe some of these guys need a little bit more of a mentorship. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what the next step is. Coach, he knows what he's doing. He's been through the big time before in Saskatchewan. He knows how to make a team. The ownership group is positive. They're behind him. They're behind this team. Things can get better. Things have to get better. So we'll see how it all pans out. It's been a bumpy road. I know there's some frustration amongst, you know, people following the team and this, that, and the other, and that's going to happen. But it's a new team. It's starting from scratch. We always have to keep reminding ourselves that. Tomorrow's a new day, folks. That's the beauty of things. Best to keep that in mind. I mentioned special teams. We'll take a look at Maryland's special teams right now. Shorthanded goals against. I mean, six shorthanded goals against, leading the league. That's not great. Power play percentage of fit. We're running at 15.3%. Penalty kill 77.1%. Not optimum. Not the best. It's there. Again, new team. Gotta weave their way through it. So, we'll see what happens. A little home cooking might help them. Home cooking, as Wilkes-Barre Scranton Knights will be there. I know my friends will be there. Johnny P will be taking pictures. The deaths are going to be there. They'll be giving their big ZD review or their food review or whatever the heck's going on. It doesn't help that Mrs. Death is a Wilkes-Barre Scranton native. I don't know what side she tends to lean on. So, go down to the barn, the den. Go down to the den. Friday, Saturday, 7:45 start each night. Go down, guys. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff to do. Go enjoy the game. Enjoy yourselves and take the kids out. Have a good time. Have a family night. It's good family fun. Watch these kids. These kids are going to grow. These kids are going to get better. It's a matter of time. It's patience. It's patience. It's not the, keep reminding myself, it's not the show. It's, you know, these kids are going to get better. But go Black Bears. I got faith in you. My jersey's on the way. I can't suit up because I'm old and I haven't played in years. And I'd probably be much more of a detriment to you out there than help. So here's hoping. But that road trip kind of killed him. And I don't blame him for kind of running out a little bit of steam there. It is what it is. Onward, upward, boys. Onward, upward. Let us get into some Stevenson University men's Mustangs hockey. As this week they had themselves a date out in Wisconsin. They had some Wisconsin. They had some cheese. Some beer and cheese. And by my accounts, driving through Wisconsin to get to Chicago. A lot of strip clubs with cheese and beer. All one ad. It's really a... It's really a great time. It's a land of opportunity, folks. Believe you me. You get past the Dells, and it's really just, it's debauchery. Anyway, it took on reigning Division III national champions St. Norbert, and St. Norbert came strong. They came correct. They came with a 3-0 victory against your Mustang men's hockey. 0-0 after one, and then Kurt Black took over, got his first goal in the power play. 8:15 in the second, and then about 8 minutes later, got himself his second goal while Luke Davidson closed it out in the third. And that was that. That's all she wrote for that. 3-0. Not too much to write home about on that one. But on Saturday, they got it back in a big way. They took on Lawrence, and they beat them 1-0. Big second period start. Nick Gray, 36 seconds into the second period, gets the lone goal. Houston Wilson and Tyler Slishrick. I'm sorry, Tyler. I'm bad with names. We know this by now. Got himself an assist there. Looking at the goaltending stats, Riley McVay, 26 stops overall, and you know, he got himself 30 saves the night before, and it earned himself MAC player, defensive player of the week, with a 949 save percentage, stopping 56-59 shots. And he's a freshman too, so that's really good as well. So good weekly honors for him. Good start for Stevenson. They're off to a 5-3-0 start to the season, and the good times keep on rolling from there as they come. They go to Utica, and then they go to Nazareth. Obviously, like the Bible intended them to do, and then they take on Lebanon Valley the next week, and their mascot's just some Dutch boy with his fist raised. I want to know the story behind that, and many other things. This is great. Apparently, they're taking on the Utica Moose and then Lebanon, or the Nazareth, the Golden Flyers, which looks like an eagle. Well, all right then. D3 hockey's interesting, folks. I won't lie to you. It's a land of opportunity there, too. But Stevenson, men, they are they're there. Good for them. 5-3. They're away right now, so we'll see how they do against Utica and Nazareth. While the women were off this week, they are in Pennsylvania at King's College for some MAC action Friday night and then Saturday afternoon before they go back on the road and then semester break happens. So the women not off to the greatest of starts as we left them last week, 1-6-1 overall, 0-5-1 in conference. They've lost four straight, 2.3 goals a game, 25 shots a game. You know, it's, again, it's another tough one where you're highly touted in the preseason and then things don't go your way, bounces here, there, or other teams are just underrated. That's how things happen. That's life, kids. That is life in the big city. But these women are resilient. They're going to strike strong, maybe take this off week to regroup, regather themselves, go against, and show Kings what the Stangs are all about. Stangs, not a great nickname. Really gotta work on that one. But there you go. Go ahead and support the ladies and the men's and everybody in the Stevenson community. Let's get into some high school hockey action. Now, I mentioned at the beginning that we're probably going to do a monthly thing. Can't kind of do a weekly thing because it's weird. The schedules do just happen. I don't want to be behind. Let's do like a monthly review. And it's the opening month, so it helps out that we can start from here. Starting off in the Mid-Atlantic Prep Hockey League, this is where pretty much all the private schools are, including my alma mater, Mount St. Joseph High School in Baltimore, Maryland. And they lead the AA Division 1-1-1. Mediocrity, kids, 500. That's how I got through Mount St. Joe. Just keep an even keel at 500. You can pass. Of course, they've only played three games. Bishop O'Connell in division are 1-0-0, and St. John's 0-0-1, while Bully Bullis 0-1-0. Everyone else hasn't played a game in the division yet. So, got that going for you. They don't have an overall standing here. It's a very, like, the Monumental Hockey Hub website, not really great. Not that... Kind of weird, not going to lie to you. Not going to lie to you whatsoever. One of these days, I'll actually go back and play the alumni game, but not this time. Daddy's got to work. So he's got to put money on the table so he can fly back there for possibly a game like that. But, yeah, good times had by all. Season just starting for the AA preps there. And we go to the single-A preps. the A division, as it were. And this is where all the rollover teams are. This is all where your tier, your Division II, your DeMatha IIs, your St. Joe's II, your Spalding's II, your Gonzaga IIs. Teams that are going there. Hey, look, St. Joe's up again. 2-0-0 there. St. Mary Riken's 1-0-1. Bishop O'Connell's II team 1-0-0. Spalding's II team 0-0-1. DeMatha's II team nothing. Good Counsel's II team 0-1-0. St. John's II team 0-3-0 overall there. What is SSSA? I'm pretty sure I'm going to regret asking that. Oh, St. Stephen and St. Albans. Or St. Agnes. All right, cool. That's fine. The WCAC, this is your DeMathys, your Gonzagas. This is everything. They have not started yet. DeMath, Gonzaga, St. John's, Bishop O'Connell, St. Mary Rikens there. Then we go to the Capital Scholastic Conference North. So this is another high school area funness that goes on there. Got your Washington Lee, your T.C. Williams, Bishop Byrington, West Potomac, Woodson. I actually think this is actually Northern Virginia. Northern Virginia, you're not in the you're kind of in the Chesapeake, but you're not in the Chesapeake, really. So I will bid you adieu, sirs. Then we get into the Maryland Varsity area, and this is your public school areas. And we'll start off with the Eastern area. Delaney leading the way 3-1-0, 5-1-0 overall in the season. Zaverna Park 2-0-0 in league play, 2-0-0 overall. Kent Island 1-0-0. Broadneck 1-0-0. Chessy. Where the hell is Chessy? I lived in Anne Arundel County. I don't know where this place is. Maybe it's the actual sea monster from the Chesapeake Bay. Be great. 1-0-1 there. South River hasn't played, nor is Easton. Queen Anne's County. I've gotten a point. Queen Anne's County has one loss. Arundel's got one loss. Falston's got two losses. Bel Air has two losses as well. In the Howard Division, Marriott's Ridge, one win, 9 goals. As they beat Howard 9-1. Everyone else, Athelton, Glen Elg, Mount Hebron, Reservoir, River Hill, and the Wolves have not played a division yet. Monocacy Valley, Washington County, 4-0-0. 6-0-0 overall. 33 goals for, 7 against for Washington County. Holy crap, who are these kids? From Washington County, Scott, I know. Can I get some stats on these kids? Washington County North Stars. Can I get some stats? Give me some player stats. Monumental Sports Hub, you're great, but my God in heaven, are you not so user-friendly? This can't be right. Harrison Blackwood of Washington County has 23 goals in 6 games. That's impressive. He has got every goal except 10. That can't be right, can it? My God in heaven. If Harrison Blackwood has 23 goals in 6 games, why is he not on the Black Bears? Why isn't D1 school scouting him? 23 goals in 8 games. Harrison Blackwood. Shout out Harrison Blackwood. He's averaging 5.17 points per game. 3 of the first goals, 6 game winners. He also has 18 minutes of penalties and 2 power play goals. God in heaven. All right, Harrison Blackwood. He's going to be a one to watch. Harrison, remember that name. I got to remember that. And I'm going to write that name down right now. Actually, I'm going to leave it up here because I can go back to the standings here. Harrison Blackwood. Jesus Christ. In Montgomery County Division. Sorry, in the Monocacy Valley, Middletown, Frederick County. Middletown 3-1-0, Frederick County 3-2-0, Urbania 2-2-0, Oakdale 2-3-0, Carroll County 1-3-0, and Walkersville 0-4-0. Montgomery County, Churchill 4-0-0. Churchill, they're always a powerhouse there. So is Wooten. Wooten 3-0-0, Walter Johnson 3-1-0, Bethesda Chevy Chase combined team 2-1-0. Walt Whitman is dead. But his school that represents him is 1-2-0. Richard Montgomery 1-3-0. Keene's Orchard, I don't know where that is either. 0-3-0. While Northwest is 0-4-0. Montgomery 2. Damascus, Getty, Damascus, Gberg, Seberg, and WM. You guys figure that out. 4-0-0. DC Stars 4-0-0. Rockville Magruder 4-0-0. Griffins, IHC, 2-3-0. Montgomery Blair, 1-3-0. Wilson, 1-3-0. Sherwood, 1-4-0. Walter Johnson, 2-0-4-0. In the Southern area, you got Northern leading the Southern, 2-0-0. Huntington, 2-0-0. Chesapeake, 1-1-0. Leonardtown, 1-2-0. Charles County, 1-2-0. And Central Maryland, 0-2-0. And that's that. A lot of non-conferences there. Of course, that'll be all of your private school teams that they will go on there. I still can't get over Harris Blackwood. All right, Harris Blackwood, you're on my radar now, kid. Got 23 goals in 6 games. Good God in heaven. All right, that's your high school wrap-up of the week. I'm sure by December, January, we'll get more of a clearer picture, and maybe Harrison Blackwood will have 100 goals by then. Good God. Like, it still amazes me. 23 goals in 6 games. That's a hat trick, more than a hat trick a game. By my math. I'm getting too excited here. All right. A little bit of a look at some players. Here in the Maryland area here. One of the biggest things there, Sam Annis kind of went on a tear there and then kind of slowed down a bit. He only got one assist in his past 3 games overall. But I'm looking at some of these guys. Adam Varga really starting to get going here. He has gotten 2 goals, 2 game or 2 goals and a goal and assist since we last spoke with him. Pretty good. He's already surpassed his goal total from last year, so that's a plus. His defensively is a minus 4. Last year is a minus 10, so that, you know, that is what it is. Got an assist on Thanksgiving. That was a cornucopia, and then the next night I went ahead and got himself a goal. So good for him on the weekend. He's starting to spring a little bit. He's got 4 points on the season. To put it in perspective, last year he had 7 points, so he's already more than halfway there. OHL's tough, kids. OHL's tough. Don't let anybody tell you any differently. But Colin O'Neill have a time. Colin O'Neill have yourself some time there, son. Went up against Resler, RPI, got himself a goal there. He's been on a bit of a roll. Past 2 weekends, 2 goals, 2 assists. Pretty good for the Odington, Maryland native there. Getting himself back on a roll. Everyone else kind of a little stagnant. Eric Sweetman got himself a couple more assists there. Mike Chen, not much of a change. Madison Farron, not much of a change. Patrick Giles, not much of a change. McPhee, McCardle, Veronica Petty got off to a booming start. She's kind of slowed down just a little bit. Sam Walther of the Connecticut Whale, she's gotten a little bit better stats. Not too great, but usually spot duty there. So we'll see how it all pans out. Not really much happening. Obviously, college is having some breaks. And then 2 more weeks before semester break. So a lot of these players will be seeing, you know, not so much time as we get into the Christmas season. And we'll see, hopefully, when they get back, and get a little bit more boom in there. That'd be a little boom. Boom step. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, kids. We've reached peak. I'm still... Harrison Blackwood still amazing me right now. So I think it's time for me to just get out of here. Folks, thank you for putting up with me for this about half hour. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Check us out at Chesapeake HW Pod is the show's podcast. You can get the stuff there. You can interact with me there. Or you can interact with me in person while over wrestling stuff and other nonsensical stuff over at Scotty Waz. Hey, speaking of nonsensical and hockey, Faceoff Hockey Show live every Wednesday on YouTube and then uploaded to Blog Talk Radio and iTunes and wherever you get your podcast on whenever Johnny does it. Usually Friday evening, you can get that upload there. It's always on YouTube right after the show on Wednesday. The Soderstrom Bubble, the history podcast that I do with myself and the NHL history girl, Jen Conway. That's whenever we feel like it. So it'll probably be Wednesday or Thursday this week. We just talk history, we talk hockey, we talk college hockey too, because we go to University of North Dakota games. Fun times happening there. So that's it. That is all. I've got nothing else. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week on Faceoff Hockey Show Media Faction part of powered by Blog Talk Radio. Patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow if you want to join up there and give us some a little donation here and there to help the lights stay on a little bit in this place and help us upgrade sound levels and all that kind of stuff. Get us to some events, buy upgrade new products, all kinds of fun stuff there. So patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. We appreciate it. But till next time, Erhan, get those Christmas lights going. 34th Street's going to be nice and blazing up there. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be like Hairspray all over again. Get Ricky Lake there, and it'll be fun times. Get Josh Charles, it'll be fun time there. You can do sports night thing. Dan Rydell, get a natty bow. Have fun for the holidays. We'll go play some clutch and crab hockey this weekend. We'll see you all next time.